By the way, happy birthday for the other day.
Oh, thanks, Numbnuts.
How was it? Did you get up too much?
No, not really. Did fuck all, really. Next one's a big. Next year's a big year, so I'm just
82 yeah. Next year, right?
Yeah, no, I'll look it, but I feel about 20, so that's a good thing, I guess.
Minnesota.
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes.
Watch out! So let's see how that goes.
Awesome.
And I'm also going to apply for the Brooklyn Nets GM job.
Oh! Need an assistant? Yeah. Need an assistant?
Oh, dude, you're coming with me. Dude.
I have many talents. One of them is holding a clipboard. I can hold a clipboard with the best of them.
I'm hiring you as my assistant. Sweet. And Joey's going to be the assistant to the assistant.
I'm holding a clipboard right now as you speak.
I'm just going to look after you both with pay. So,
yippee!
Fuck what you do.
We're on that Russian mob money.
That's it.
I like it.
I'm just going
to... We got this.
We'll get the job done.
I can hear the crickets at your place. That's how good your internet is right now.
Now, let me just tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
A month ago, I had to change providers.
Mm-hmm.
So the provider I went with put me on the wrong freaking speed.
Bright Spark?
They gave me ADSL 1.5. Yes, that's right, ADSL 1.5.
I didn't even know that existed till you told me that.
Americans go, ADSL, we got fiber optic shit. No, not in all areas. We don't have cable and fiber optic in all areas here in Australia. it's coming down about 40 years. I rang them up and I said, you flogs have put me on the wrong speeds. And they're like, well, we'll give you this month free and on the 6th of Feb, we'll switch you over. And I'm like, I'm not really confident that you guys are going to do that. So pretty much spent a month of phone calls, people telling me that the service is active, you know, just give us 5 days and you'll get a text message saying we swapped you over. Never got a text message and kept calling back. Same story. Oh, yeah, its service is active. Yes, it's fucking active, but it's not the right service. I rang them up again on Thursday. I said, your last chance. I'm going to switch and I'm not paying any exit fees or anything. And then she goes, oh, I've done it. I've put it through. And I said, so you're telling me every other person I've spoken to hasn't actually put it through? She's like, no, I don't think so.
Wow.
I'm like, well, I'm not paying for this month then either. I said, if I don't get a text message by Tuesday, Wednesday the latest, I'm leaving. And yesterday we had a text message confirming the plan's been switched over. So I'm now ADSL 2 plus, lucky me. And got to wait 5 days before the speeds fully kick in.
Wow.
But yeah.
Amazing.
That's Australian internet for you, mate. I mean, I've told you before, other side of the train tracks here. You can get cable internet, you can get all sorts of good internet, but on my side of the tracks, ADSL 2 Plus, that's it.
Well, funny you say that. Mention the tracks. How does it feel to be on the wrong side of the tracks right now, Vince? How are you feeling? All these coaches going, yet you guys have still got Byron Scott.
Look, I'm doing my best to get him fired. I'm tweeting Jeannie Buss regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Anything negative, I'm quoting the tweet and tagging her in it. And
you're doing your part as a Laker fan.
I'm doing my part. I don't know, man. He's not going to... He won't. Look, he'll last the season, but that's it.
I read today that they would fire him... they would fire him tomorrow if they could hire Luke Walton.
Where did you read that?
But Walton isn't taking any head coaching considerations till after the season.
And he's going to go for a plum job. He's not. He can wait for a plum job. Why wouldn't he? He's in a great situation.
He's on his way to another ring.
Exactly.
He's not disturbing that midway through the year.
You know what he needs? He's got to wait for a team. You know when Tibbs first took over the Bulls?
Yeah.
Go to a situation like that.
Yeah.
Just so you can go on the... Because coaching the Knicks or the Lakers, I mean, yeah, he did a great job with the Warriors, but he went every night. He took the court with a loaded gun, so...
Yeah.
You got pea shooters coaching the Knicks and Lakers. So he should wait.
Look, the Knicks, 23-31 record this season, 1-9 in their last 10 games. How the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
I've actually got a meme of that. But I was surprised when I woke up this morning and saw that.
It threw me for a bit. I got your text and I was like, what the? And I jumped on. Thoughts? I mean, right move, wrong move? Phil Jackson said it was just the right time to make a move like this. So, I don't know.
Apparently Fisher's practices weren't great. They weren't too intense.
Which boggles me because, I mean, he's been in coaching sessions, training sessions with guys like Kobe and like those big Laker teams. So, I'm actually really surprised.
Well, they're saying that old Matt Barnes thing hurt him, how he left during training camp against the Tom and his girl, so all that is working against him. But their record's better this time, like this season, than the same time last season, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's the whole 1-9 in the last 10 games situation. Yeah. Maybe they were just, they're 12th in the East right now. Before that big losing streak, I mean, they look like they might have even been fighting for an 8 seed, but it doesn't look to be the case right now. I mean, I've heard lots of reports of people, I suppose, early candidates for the job. I've been reading that this is Tom Thibodeau's dream job to coach the Knicks. I've heard Mark Jackson's name floated out there. Even Vince, your boy, I don't know if you saw it yet.
No.
Dennis Rodman wants Phil Jackson to know he's ready to coach the Knicks.
Dennis, knock it off, Dennis.
I just want to see the courtside attire. That's all I want to see.
You know what he could do, though, Dennis?
What?
He could bring him in as a sort of specialist coach.
He could steal 20 rebounds a game, I reckon, but...
You know, just bring him in, teach guys how to play D and, you know, where to be and how to box out properly and all that sort of stuff. He's got something to offer there, but how stable is he?
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think he could last that position in 82 games regular season?
No, that's knock it off, Dennis. I mean, God knows I love you, but knock it off, mate.
Tell him he's dreaming.
I know Phil loves him, but not that much.
Yikes.
Well, as a specialist, I would consider it because he had a great work ethic as a player.
Oh, look, I don't know. I think he might struggle with some of the younger guys. It's that whole thing, how stable.
Imagine him teaching Paul Zingas a bit of D action.
Yeah. I don't know. It's pretty funny. I had the laugh. I was like, oh, I can't believe I missed that. Jesus, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't want to shoot the guy down, but I don't think he could be a head coach. But I think, like you said, he could definitely be a specialist. Like, or even to someone, some sort of player development. Mm.
If he's on the straight and narrow, not if he's still, dabbling here and there and, drinking a flag in an hour.
I just keep thinking maybe they got someone in mind already to jump in. And maybe Phil's thinking we make the move now, we can bring him in just before All-Star weekend or straight after All-Star weekend. Knicks aren't that far. I mean, I know the five-game losing streak right now has really hurt their playoff push, but they're not out of it. I mean, they've still got the second half of the season to go, so it's kind of... They could bring in a coach. Look, I don't like him as a coach, Mark Jackson, but if he can come in and speak his Bible and get the guys turned around, maybe that's an option. But I just feel like for Phil Jackson to make a move like this now, he's got something planned already. He's got wheels in motion.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to hire anyone soon. I think it's Rambis's job till the end.
Yeah. Don't ask Joey about Rambis. Just as long as Rambis maybe doesn't try to teach the triangle, it might be right.
Yeah, no, he didn't do too well in Minnesota, but he did all right at the Lakers as an interim coach.
Mm. Yeah, actually, who I think they could bring in? A guy who's not doing, who I feel like got a bit of a rough stint, but Brian Shaw.
Yeah, he's been mentioned. Worth bringing him in, having a chat, but I think you're right. I think Phil's got someone in mind. It probably is Coach Tibbs.
Hey.
I don't think Tibbs is going to take that job.
No?
No.
I find it hard to believe it's his dream job. Like, come on now. Seriously. Come on.
Put these two franchises together, right? If Minnesota say, we want you to coach here, and the Knicks say, we want you, who would you pick?
Oh, I'd get a Minnesota.
That, exactly. I think that's where he'd go.
That's where the talent is, I think.
Yep. And not that the Zinger's going to be really good. Melo's already great, but he's like 31, 32.
Yeah.
I'd be going to Minnesota.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. Well, speaking of going, word on the street, Vince, is the crickets around your joint.
Just because Sydney's too polluted.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on, you freaking crickets? That's hilarious. No, word on the street is that Sacramento Kings intend to fire George Karl before the All-Star break.
Yeah, well, serves himself right. It's his own doing.
You reckon?
Yep.
Mm.
And word on the street, cool. Crickets are telling me, is that players have turned on him.
Yeah, I've read that as well. Well, isn't it funny? Only a week and a half ago, this team was on a roll, pushing. Well, sitting in eighth seed when we had a little blow up about DeMarcus Cousins of the Kings. And like I said to you, man, it's a long season. Now they're on a 4-game losing streak, 2 wins in their last 10 games, and sitting about 10th in the Western Conference.
Well, when you want to come in and the very first day say, let's trade our big boy.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you're blowing that all out of proportion.
Getting him offside. The rest of the team's going to look at that going, what in the blue hell is this going on?
But that was before the season had even started. They were looking at options for to make a move, to better the team. I actually don't have a problem with that.
How do you better the team by getting rid of DeMarcus?
Well, you've got to... I think we have a league these days where no one is untouchable. And you've got to be one step ahead of the curve. I mean, if there's an option to better your team by trading your best player, I mean, then you make that move. Look, maybe the way he went around it was wrong, but if it's a, you know, like he shouldn't have voiced it in, you know, through the media. Totally, totally agree with you on that. My thing is, though, with George Karl, what coach are you going to bring in that's going to have better, you know, credentials than George Karl right now? And Sacramento, like, this is it's no secret with George Karl. This has been an ongoing thing throughout his career, but he's still being a winning coach. He's always clashed with players, always. Even back in his Seattle days, he was clashing with the players. Like, it's not as if he, you know, joined the Sacramento Kings and all of a sudden developed this problem with the player. No, this is an ongoing thing. I really feel like a lot of people out there don't sort of get this, but I also feel like, to some extent, George Karl uses that to push his star players. He used that to push guys like Kemp and Payton. And even his Denver team, I mean, he was pushing. And that's where I think the whole sticky situation, I suppose, really came undone for him with that Denver team with Iguodala.
I don't think he's ever been this bad.
I don't know, man.
Like I said to you in the past.
I just think that...
I just feel like he's too my way or the highway. He hasn't got...
He kind of is a little bit, though, but...
Or presence about him.
But the upside to him, he wins games, man. Like, that's the thing, he wins games. And look at that Denver team that got destroyed by... they had the best GM in the league. Did Karl get an award that year? They had two big things. Did he have like a coach of the year or something?
Didn't he get fired the year he won coach of the year?
Yeah. And they won, I want to say, 50, 60 games that season.
Yeah, they did. They won a lot.
Like, he knows how to win. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think the difference is maybe just where media is right now. Like, he shouldn't have voiced it through the media because it's just, you know, we've talked about it before with George Karl that maybe the game's starting to pass him by. Like, he's a very old school coach, like you said, my way or the highway. But I don't know, man, like, with a track record like that, and if you're a Sacramento team, you've never had a coach like that before, I think that's where it's just butting heads. Like, it's maybe it is best just to part ways. I just sort of think that, you know, if both, okay, they've butted heads, that's one thing, but if you can get past that, and realize that both parties, both the players and the coaching staff, just want you to win.
Do you not see anything wrong in the fact that you get hired to coach this team?
Mm-hmm.
You've got a 6'11" beast in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And before you've probably even sat down and had a chat to him, ran a freaking practice, played any games with him, you've turned around and said, trade DeMarcus Cousins.
See, I don't think it's exactly gone down like that.
Well, tell me how it's gone down.
Well, I think he's looked at the team, he's gone, okay, what has this team won in the past 5 years? What are the players we've got? What piece is our most valuable piece? Before you even sit down and thread through your roster, you go, okay, what can we get for these pieces? Are there better pieces we can bring in to make this team better? Yes, sometimes you might need to sacrifice, you know, a Bishop to bring him in some bigger pieces. But, I mean, I just sort of think that maybe it was voiced wrong through the media and the media just ran with it. It's obviously words got... I mean, players here on Twitter that they've been traded before they've even got a phone call from the agent or the team. I mean, that's just how it is these days. So I just feel like they were kind of already past that.
That's fine if he did that, what you just said, and if DeMarcus was 31, 32, but he's not.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's one piece he should... And that's where he stuffed up from the start. He got off on the wrong foot and it's just escalated.
Maybe they did, but no one had a problem with that. No one had a problem with each other while they were winning games. That's all.
Well... I think they did. There's no way DeMarcus ever got over that.
And Rondo's not exactly the peachiest guy to get around.
Well, did you hear today? Like, he's not even doing mandatory shoot-arounds. Before the Cleveland game, Rondo said like 3 or 4 players turned up. And that was it.
Mm. Well, you know.
So he's,
I don't know.
Don't know what he's doing over there, George Carl. He's got a lot to...
I read that report more as the players didn't show up. Not that he didn't.
But it's not mandatory. It wasn't compulsory.
But a lot of coaches do that with the shoot around.
Well, this is a team, you know, George Karl, he should have turned around and said, this is a team that these have to be compulsory because we're not winning.
But maybe he's been like, you know, I've been riding these guys and, you know.
Nah.
It's a shoot around. It's a shoot around. It's a shoot around, man.
When he gets fired, when he gets sacked and goes home and looks in the mirror, he can blame himself mostly.
Okay. All right. Interesting. We have two different thoughts on it, but yeah.
It was just dumb what he did, getting off on the wrong foot like that.
Well, speaking of players and potential moves and all that good stuff, we did talk on our last recording about Blake Griffin and being a bit of a numbskull, punching the trainer, but it didn't actually make the show. I edited it out, but I just... thought it's interesting because since then, and I mean, they can deny it all they want, but they've definitely floated the name out there. You know, we've had teams like Philly and Denver inquire about Blake Griffin. So, I mean, look, he's on suspension right now. Well, he's injured right now. He's got a suspension pending. But I definitely feel like they've sort of floated his name out there, if you will.
Absolutely they did, but they will not trade him.
No?
They definitely sent feelers out.
Yeah.
You know, threw him out there a little, see if anyone came back with him at a good offer or a framework of a good offer. There's no way they will trade you. It's not to say they won't in the off-season.
Yeah.
But not now. They're not going to mess with, you know, the core now this far into the season.
Mm. I just think, you know, if you're an opposing team, you know, now's the time to strike with Blake because he's got a little bit of tarnish on his name. You know, they can't ask too much because he's just... you know, punched a trainer, but, I mean...
No, you can ask. You can ask for more.
But, you know, you might be able to get him a little bit of a steal if you offer the right pieces. No, I mean... No. Well, they're not going to give him up. I don't think they will give him up unless it's an offer too good to be true.
Listen, if you want Black Griffin, you're going to send back something very, very good.
Mello?
You've been listening to Bill Simmons or something,
have you? No, I'm just saying, would Mello get that deal done? Did he say that? I swear, I have no idea. Did he say that?
Yeah, he did say that, actually. Oh, wow. I swear, he listens to us, man.
I have no idea. I haven't listened to Bill Simmons for a long
time. I was listening to him the other day, and he said something that we said. It was the same. Oh, okay, I'll have to listen to it again. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, hey.
He said that.
Did you? Well, I actually pitched our show to Grantland, so like, who knows? Maybe he's still got the link.
I did.
When Grantland first launched, I pitched him our show.
Jeez.
Yep. We talked about it in the past with the Clippers. Like, do we see him getting anywhere? Like, you've said multiple times, this is not a championship team. They're going to make the playoffs, but they're going to do nothing. I mean, sure, it's got to get to a point. It just reminds me, I always think back to that Detroit team, you know, like after they won the chip, like they could just never get back there.
Yeah, but at least they won a chip.
That's true. But I mean, they hit that point after where they're getting knocked out in the Eastern Conference Finals, whether it was Boston or whoever, like, and I just, they made that decision, you know what, we've hit our ceiling with this team.
I think if they got the Paul Pierce that played in Washington last season, they could still average double figures and be a threat out there.
Paul Pierce is playing pretty well this year. I don't know if you checked his.
No, he's not. He's finished.
He's not. He's still a good point guard, man.
Paul Pierce.
Oh, sorry, Paul Pierce. Sorry, I thought you said
you are
Paul.
Are
you? Oh, I am. I really am. Paul Pierce. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, I don't even think that's enough. I mean,
no, it's not enough, but it'll help. There's missing pieces. Like, their core's really good. And it's, you know, led by Chris Paul. You're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah.
But it's not a title team. It's, there's so many pieces missing.
Yep.
I don't want to see JJ Redick, even though he's playing some great ball.
Mm-hmm.
He would not be my first choice of starting to go. Off the bench, fantastic.
Oh, definitely.
Crawford, yeah. Off the bench, fantastic. A three, a genuine three. Find one. For God's sake, get one. And then strengthen the bench up. It's a really good team, just not a title team. There's pieces missing, and it feels like every off-season Doc just tries to plug the holes with his fingers. You know, it's just not there yet.
It's that thing too with. I kind of feel like with Doc, like he really rides the dead horse.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Do you know what I mean? Like, and he's in a position now where he's a GM coach. Surely he's got to have a cutoff point. Where he goes, you know what, I need to step away from the coach, my coaching role to GM role, and go, we've hit our ceiling with this team, we've gone as far as we could, it's time to blow it up or make some major moves.
Yeah, I don't think you have to blow it up, but...
Neither do I, but I think a big trade's in. I think you even need to go, you know what, Blake's our franchise guy, let's bring in a young point guard and go a bit younger. And
don't go with the Kyrie thing again, please.
I didn't say that, but I'm just saying, like, go younger with your squad, or you go, you know what? Let's start from scratch. Let's do Chris Paul a duty, like Minnesota did with KG, and go, you know what? We're Minnesota. KG's been a Minnesota lifer here. We need to send him somewhere where he can win a chip. I think LA. Probably need to do that with Chris Paul before it's a little bit too late. Give him a really good shot at winning a chip, and then go from there. And go, you know what? If we get in some good picks or some nice young talent, why not?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I don't think they'll blow it up just yet.
Not this year.
They just need to get some different pieces in.
Yeah.
Don't ask me who yet, but look, if they don't go deep. Even if they do go deep, they've got a Doc's got to make some decent changes, not just little tweaks here and there.
Yeah. Well, every week we ask you guys, the fans, what teams and topics you'd like to hear on the next episode of the Courtside Podcast. And we've got a fair few this week, so I think we should jump straight into them, Vince. Luke Will wants to know, well, he wants to hear about our David Blatt firing, but we talked about that last show, so... episode 148, I think it is. Yeah. It's all on there on the minisode.
Go back and re-download it.
Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook to the Lakers?
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I would absolutely lose my marbles over it and give myself a single of a lifetime. I can't see it happening.
I could see.
I said to Luke Will, he's going to Golden State. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I could see. This is just me, just personally. I might cop a bit of crap on it, but I feel like right now, OKC management, they're more invested in Westbrook than what they are Kevin Durant.
Interesting.
It's the vibe of the thing, Vince. I mean, if we're talking 3 or 4 seasons ago, I think maybe a little bit on the other foot, but as of this season and even last year, I think they're just the explosion that Westbrook, you know, put on night in, night out in the second half of that year. Man, it changed a lot of opinions in the front office, I feel. And if, I mean, look, maybe it's a little bit of that whole Clipper situation we're talking about. You know, if they feel like they've hit their ceiling and they need to make a bit of a splash and a bit of a move, maybe KD is a guy that they see what they can get.
I think that would be absolutely ridiculous if they did that.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, I'm calling it now, he's going to the Warriors, because, like I said, why wouldn't you? They can still give him 20-odd mil, is it?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Durant and Warriors would be insane.
Because he's already getting a massive endorsement contract for, I can't remember which company.
Yeah.
I think it's Under Armour or something, for 250 mil or something, over 10 years. So what's he care if he's going to get a max? He's still getting 20 or 25 mil, and he's probably going to win a title.
Yeah.
That's what he's all about now. At this stage of his career, it's about collecting rings now.
Yeah, it's true. His next little question is, wants to hear about the All-Star snubs, about who didn't make the squad. Now, in all fairness, you didn't have much time to prep for this, but I've kind of got a couple of names off the top of my head. So I suppose I'll just say them and see if you agree. In the Western Conference, I think Dirk.
Yeah, but who would you take out?
I'm just saying, I'm not going to replace anyone. Okay. I'm just saying Dirk, I think, would have been a nice little, you know, he's on the tail end of his career. I'm not saying he's retiring at the end of this year or anything, but
maybe if
he had come out and said it's his last year, then it'd be a little bit of a shame of him not to make it. I think Damian Lillard's a little bit of a snub as well.
Yeah, agreed.
Zaza Pachulia? Hey, he was almost a starter. Why isn't he on their squad, right?
Hell of a year.
And a little bit of a sleeper. He's probably not there just yet, just because of their record. But Gordon Hayward, man, that kid always impresses me.
Yeah, I agree. Not just yet.
Bit of a sleeper, right? Bit of a sleeper.
Yeah.
In the Eastern Conference, I think it's a bit of a shame that Kemba Walker's not there.
Yeah, agreed.
His numbers are pretty good this year. I think it's 20 points, 5 assists. And he's rebounded pretty well, like 3 rebounds a game as well. So pretty good numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
The team kind of stinks this year, but I still think this guy's playing all-star level, and that's Pau Gasol.
Oh, you got no argument from me.
I didn't think I would get any argument from you.
That's my boy.
But yeah, so that would be my all-star snubs. But there you go. Oh man, the crickets are louder than you tonight.
my right next to me in my window. Just can't do anything about it.
Oh boy.
Offices, you can't help it. I've got a massive window, so.
Our next question comes from, oh man, I can't even say his last name. Steve Oyston?
Moisty.
Yeah, he wants to know about Nash as a coach. Well, I think this sort of stems from a rumour that Phoenix offered Steve Nash a head coaching role and he turned it down.
Yeah. You know what?
And I think that's a smart move on Steve's part.
It's, for me, I've got to bring the Dennis Danuto rule in, mate. Mm-hmm. It's the vibe of the thing, and I'm not liking the vibe.
Nash as a coach in general or Nash in Phoenix right now?
Nash as a coach in general.
Wow, really?
Don't see it.
I kind of like him doing the player development thing right now. He's in Golden State right now doing player development with the Warriors. I think that's a great situation for him. And if he wants to jump into coaching in a couple of years, I think that's a good step.
Nah, he's not a head coach. Maybe down the road a GM,
Really?
And stick to developing. No way in hell. I'm not going to bloody record hiring coaches.
Our next question comes from Dan Jome. And why does everyone Laker fans think all the stars are going to LA. KD and Russ ain't going nowhere, fools. And Dwight Howard, is he the biggest bitch in the NBA? Built like a bull, but has a mangina.
Yes, I'm Dwight Howard. He's the biggest bitch in the NBA. And Maisie, for God's sake, son, have a look at our history. Everyone, we get everyone. Everyone's every superstar eventually comes to the Lakers, man. Just have a look at our history.
Oh, boy.
Just go have a look at our past championship rosters, mate. It's just superstar, superstar. We get them. We haven't got Kareem for crying out loud.
Cameron.
Cameron as far as Wilt.
Jeez, that's true.
Bob McAdoo.
Jesus, stop.
Look at everyone. Shaq, we stole Shaq. we fleeced Charlotte with Kobe.
It's true. They have a way. Our next question comes from Cameron Cobra-Granke. And he wants to know, who will win a title first, the Clippers or Lakers?
Come on, mate. Lakers.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Lakers don't win, mate. They just don't win. Still got that Donald Sterling stank on them.
They do. Our next question comes from Stu Benson, and he wants to know, if you're Dante Exum right now, do you bust ass, fake it, and pay off a trainer to make sure you're active on the roster for April 13th, Kobe's last game as a Laker? And I said, why the hell not?
Pretty much.
Why the hell not? Just suit up for, I mean, he's coming back from injuries, out for the year. ACL, I think he could hobble around in the corner, spot up for a three, and then sub himself off.
And I just say, Stu Benson, the feud is over.
The feud's over? It's done with?
The feud's over. Yeah.
Oh my God, I never thought I'd hear those words. Holy, hallelujah.
To tell you the truth.
So we have a ceasefire?
Yeah. Now, this is how, look, the feud was never serious. It was fairly tongue-in-cheek.
Yep.
Even a man who knows me better than most people, Dan May, he asked me one thing, he goes, man, why have you got such a hold on with Beth? And I said, man, I really don't. It's just more for just some shit I stir up on the show. But today in the mail, I did receive two very nice gifts from Mr. Benson for my birthday. He got them while he was in LA. And one of them was a Lakers stubby holder.
Oh.
Which, you know, I do drink a lot of cider, so that would come in handy. And the other one was the Dr. Jerry Buss commemorative coin.
Oh, dude, awesome.
That they handed out at the Staples.
That's pretty sweet, man.
And Stu's a massive Lakers fan, so I really appreciate it. And, yeah, thanks. thanks very much. Appreciate it. Oh, I was wrapped. Couldn't believe it.
That's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, so haven't got your present yet.
What's that?
Haven't got your present yet.
Yeah, you can bloody wait.
I'm sure it's coming.
You can bloody wait.
That was only 4 days ago. Well,
our last question comes from my good friend Eddie. I worked at Target with Eddie.
Poor Eddie.
Yeah. He was one of my training managers. He wants to know, yo, Hank, forgive my ignorance, as this may have already been discussed. Just saw Golden State make it 8 straight and Curry break all sorts of records against Washington. Given Kobe's on his way out and LeBron talks more like a coach these days, both of whom potentially had bigger names around them when winning rings, is Curry the true heir to Jordan's throne? Thoughts?
You know what? I'm trying to explain this the right way. I get that Jordan... Okay, put it this way. You know how LeBron, when he's coming to the league, everyone was like, this is the second coming of Jordan. We're going to have a little boom like we had with Jordan. And we did have, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
But Curry feels way more like he's had that Jordan effect on the league.
Way more in control?
Yeah. He's got that Jordan effect. It's massive. It's not on the scale of MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Cusp. It really is on the cusp. If he can win another 2 chips in a row, look out.
Yeah, my thinking with it is Curry needs a few more seasons under his belt like he's playing now.
Yeah.
Or close to, you know, on par.
That's what I'm saying. If he goes 3 in a row, which, let's face it, you could, especially if they get Durant.
I see elements of it because I see, like with LeBron, people feel like they can get under his skin.
Yeah.
With Curry, I just see the head drop factor. Like when he's just hitting shots in your face, shot after shot, and you see opposing players guard him, just drop their head, like, what else can I do? Like, what else can I do? I can't guard him from halfway. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's when I go, oh, man, that's just some Jordan stuff right there. Because that was what MJ was like. I mean, not the range. He never had that deep a range, but just that.
No, but he'd kill you.
He'd just, yeah, exactly, just right? He'd tell you. And, you know, I mean, Curry's not a big trash talker, but, man, I just feel like, yeah, the guys drop their head the same way that they did back in the 90s when guys were guarding Jordan.
He has had a Jordan effect on the league. And I'm not saying LeBron hasn't had a great career and he's among the greats, because he has and he is.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the Jordan effect on the league, and, you know, it's Curry's on the cusp of just nearly being up there with MJ. It's crazy.
If
he wins another two on the row, in a row, mate.
It feels right, though. It feels right for me with Curry, because he struggled early on.
Yeah, well, unlucky with, you know, ankle injuries and stuff.
But, you know, like, it kind of feels like he's built up, like he's worked his tail off and built up to this point. It's not like he's just flash of the pan, you know, come out of nowhere and doing this. It's, man, your cricket's driving cars now. What's going on?
Someone got a massive V8, I'll tell you that. Oh, dear, mate. Just Hearns. Good old Aussie Hearn, mate.
Wow. But yeah, I can't remember what we're talking about now.
No, you're a dickhead. Spicy Curry being...
Curry. Work ethic. I don't think he's... Yeah, I think we're both in agreement. He's not there yet, but he's on his way.
I got shit internet at the moment. You can hear that fucking car that's probably 10 km away.
Mate, the background noise is louder than you tonight. it's hilarious.
I'm going to sue this internet company. I can't believe how stupid they were.
I'm not even joking when I say this, man. I don't even know if I can put the show out. I'm going
to... You'll have to release a thing or something saying we didn't call the technical
company. You just... I didn't even hear all that.
Really?
This is cutting out. I'm going to do my best with the edit and we'll just see how it is in the morning.
If you
want me to put a disclaimer on there?
Massive disclaimer.
Okay.
Due to crickets and my shooting. Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes!